It's been 10 years since former Silver Fern Anna Harrison stunned the netball world with a rugby line-out style lift to block a shot at goal. The so-called Harrison hoist came when the Northern Mystics were taking on the Melbourne Vixens in May 2012. It dominated the sports headlines and divided opinion about whether it was in the spirit of the game and whether it would catch on. RNZ Sports reporter Bridget Tunnicliffe joins us to discuss that historical move, but first, let's go back to that moment.
This is a mini comeback. There's still plenty of time in this game.
Anna Harrison gets it.
Jess Moles has lifted Anna Harrison 5 foot in the air.
Debbie Fuller has gone nuts on the sideline. Unbelievable. Here's Howard. Can she do it to get it within three? Oh, Harrison, you are a freak. Unbelievable. What a superstar.
Harrison, you are a freak. Bridget, kia ora, yeah. Welcome.
Kia ora.
Yeah, do you remember where you were when Anna Harrison did the lift?
I do. I never get tired of hearing that commentary, and I never will. I remember where I was when Princess Diana died, and I remember clearly where I was when Anna Harrison did the lift. Yeah, it was a lazy Sunday afternoon watching netball on the couch on Sky Sport. When I saw her do that, I leapt up pretty quickly and I called my flatmate to come quickly and watch it in case she did it again. And she did. I think she did it another three times. It was the final quarter. And I loved it. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And yeah, the Mystics went on to win that game.
Did it come out of the blue, do you know, or had anyone tried it before?
It did, it caught everyone off guard. It totally came out of the blue. I think, it had been tried before, but not necessarily successfully and caught on camera. So at the 2011 Netball World Cup in Singapore, there was a game between Singapore and Sri Lanka, and Sri Lanka had this massive, ridiculously tall goal shooter who was something like 6'7". And the Singaporean defenders did try to lift each other to try and at least put off the pass to her, but I don't know if they were actually successful. Certainly no footage or photos of them actually grabbing the ball at the top of the lift. Yeah, but it planted a seed. So the Silver Ferns coaches saw that while they were at the Netball World Cup. And the next year at a Silver Ferns training camp in January, they discussed as being a possibility. And then the Mist, and Anna Harrison was a Silver Fern at that time. And then it was discussed in the Mystics team, and they were willing to give it a go. They said, why not? And I think players had fooled around with it at training, but not actually seriously thought of doing it in a game. Men's players had been doing it for a few years, but it certainly was not part of the women's game at all.
Yeah. Okay, so those who had just joined in and going, okay, so I'm not a sporting fan and not quite sure what you're talking about, describe what this lift is, what it was.
Okay, so the shooter was about to, she was lining up a shot, and as she was doing that, Anna Harrison, so in netball you have to stand 3 feet away from the player who has the ball. So Anna Harrison, yes, would have been had the 3 feet, and her defensive teammate, so there's two defenders in the circle, Jess Moles, got ready to propel her. And it's not as if Jess Moles completely used all her weight to lift Anna.
So you mean lift her?
No, Anna jumped anyway, right?
Yeah.
So Anna jumped anyway, but Jess just helped keep her up, hang her in the air that little bit longer. And so, the shooter went to shoot the shot like she'd done thousands of times, and Jess lifted up Anna, and Anna literally plucked the ball out of the air before it could it landed in the goalpost. So, it was quite an amazing thing to see.
Cheating?
No. No, I think...
bending the rules?
Well, it was stretching the rules. But what they did, the Mystics did this right in Melbourne. So this was in the former Trans-Tasman competition. And they decided before that game, we'll give it a go in this game. And so they actually let the umpires in Australia know that they were planning on doing that. And so they got confirmation from the umpires, hey, we're planning on doing this. Is this going to be okay? And the umpire said there were no rules against doing that. What you can't do is you cannot touch the net. So if Anna had gone up there and her fingers had touched the net or the rim, then that would not have been okay.
Understood.
But, yeah, she came away from the post, yeah.
Yeah. So you did an episode of the Kiwi Netball Show to mark last week's 10-year anniversary, and you spoke to Australian commentator Sue Gordian, who was behind the mic that day. Let's have a listen to what she had to say.
When you listen to our commentary back then, you can tell through our voices that we couldn't comprehend what we saw. And I think what was really interesting at the time is because Mystics were up, so it was almost like they pulled this trick out of their bag, even though they were up right at the last, there was only 5 minutes to go in the game. And I genuinely could not comprehend. It's commentator's dream, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, you're always looking for something a little special, a big specky interceptor, a long bomb shot, or you know, that incident that people question. But this was just a moment that I think Dan and I pause for a bit, because I think we're both sitting there in shock, you know, and then you just hear us go, oh, this is extraordinary. So I had no doubt in my mind it was going to attract interest at the time. What I was more interested in was who was going to pick it up in the league after that, because it was like, okay, well, it's open slather now. So, you know, what happens from here? But I actually followed up and spoke to Deb afterwards. I had to know. I wanted to know what was going on. And, you know, they said that they'd had some rugby players come in and sort of teach them how it was all done. So, yeah, absolute kudos to Deb Fuller coaching and both Anna and Jess at the time.
They had rugby players come in and teach them.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think I remember the following week after the Mystics pulled it off, I've got a vague memory of the Canterbury Tactics bringing in some Crusaders players to their training to give them some pointers of how to do it. So as soon as Anna did it, it put the seed into the opposition, into other players' minds, and they started thinking, well, if she can do it, maybe we can.
What kind of reaction did it get? Did people like it, hate it? What's the reaction, Bridget?
Well, the Melbourne crowd didn't like it. Once they realised what she'd actually done, there was a lot of booing from the Melbourne crowd. You know, they thought maybe it was unfair to their shooter. I think some Australian fans vented some disapproval on social media. But I think that was a minority. By and large, I think the response was positive. People saw it as innovative, exciting, and it got people talking about netball, which was always going to be a good thing.
Yes, and media attention, what sort of attention did it get?
Oh, it dominated the sports headlines in New Zealand for the next 48 hours. It was great for netball from that perspective. It also got quite a lot of media attention in Australia because they did it in Melbourne, so it had even a greater impact because it happened over there. I went back to the archive, and the next day, expert commentators like Dame Lois Muir, former Silver Ferns coach Yvonne Willering, everyone was asking all the experts their thoughts on it. It was great, and I think people who weren't normally interested in netball saw that and thought, wow, this is actually a very athletic game. Yeah.
Speaking with RNZ sports reporter Bridget Tunnicliffe this afternoon on Afternoons about this so-named Harrison hoist, which came when the Northern Mystics were taking on the Melbourne Vixens in May of 2012. And you had Silver Fern Anna Harrison, who stunned the sporting world, really, with a rugby line-out style lift to block a shot at goal. It's still remembered all these years on. People still talk about it. And you also interviewed the Australian shooter, who was the victim of the first lift. Let's listen to Karen Bailey.
At that time, we were down and we were kind of having a bit of a momentum shift and coming back. And I remember turning to shoot the ball, thinking nothing of it. I was right under the post, took the shot, and obviously the lift was then played. And you can see from my reaction from some of the clips out of shock. It was kind of like, what just has happened? And it was just kind of, it gave an element for a shooter. It kind of just sent that fear into every single shot you put up from then on, because you're like, is it going to happen again? And We all know that Anna had a phenomenal jump to begin with, but yeah, there was just no way that you were getting that ball in if you didn't have your other player blocking the shot for you, or you didn't take a quick shot. It just completely ruined any rhythm that you had on court.
Do you remember the crowd reaction?
Yeah, they were quite vocal about it, to be honest. There was a lot of booing at the time, I remember. And obviously from the Mystics team, there was a lot of cheering. I remember their coach going really, like, excited about it. So they'd obviously been practicing at training. And, yeah, it was such mixed emotions within the stadium because you're in shock personally as a player. And the crowd, you know, behind you, it was a home game for us. They're all booing. The Mystic fans are all excited. Their bench is absolutely excited. They're behind them. It was an electric kind of feeling that day.
That's Karen Bailey there, the Australian shooter who was there at the game there. And did you have any trouble getting Karen to talk to you?
No, it amazes me, really, that the people that agree to talk to me. I was a bit nervous about contacting her. She's actually over in England these days, and it always occurred to me that all these clips of that moment always focused on Anna Harrison, naturally, and I always wondered what it was actually like for Karen, the shooter. She would have been completely blindsided, but yeah, she was happy to talk to me, and she went on to tell me in the podcast episode that she thought, you know, she didn't love being the victim of it, but she liked the fact that the headlines that are generated comparing it to a rugby kind of situation, it kind of put netball on the spectrum as to discussing it and generated the hype. So she thought it was phenomenal for the sport. So it was really good of her to talk to me, and she said she thought it was a great thing. Hmm. And I think what it did is it challenged the sport and made people think about how they could stretch the rules. And I think that innovation was part and parcel of the time, because the ANZ Championship, as it was back then, it was the Trans-Tasman competition that actually wound up in 2016. It was an environment that really encouraged that kind of competition and teams having to think, how can we keep getting better and what do we need to do to challenge each other? And it was just really exciting to see the Mystics pull something out that no one had ever seen before.
When you think about it, this speaks to what really makes sport unscripted beauty, doesn't it? It's all about the innovation and those little twists and turns that you have in any code, Bridget, whether it be, you know, a certain flick of the hand in javelin, or a new style of running, a new style of footwork, a new style of footwork in tennis. You know, every sport, every code will have their own little innovation that just makes it that much more interesting to watch, but also that much more challenging to play and be part of.
Yeah, nothing ever stands still, does it? There's always that little push for that little, you know, swifter, higher, faster. There's always that push to be better than your opposition. And I find it interesting to think that if Anna Harrison hadn't done this 10 years ago, how many more years would we have waited before we saw this move? You know, someone has to have the guts to be the first person to do it, and it's really cool that a New Zealand player had the guts. And I don't know,
Are you suggesting that this move was both inevitable and important for netball?
I don't know, but it's still with the game now. It's not done every minute of the day.
Yeah.
It's not done. It's not something you pull off at grassroots level. But if you turn on the TV now and you watch the top Australian league, you watch obviously the New Zealand league and the UK league, it's, you know, commentators don't go, oh my gosh, that was a lift now. Like, it has become part of the game.
Wow.
But someone had to have the guts to do it. And we, you know, 10 years on, if Anna hadn't have done that, maybe we wouldn't have that today. It could have taken another 10 years. Who knows?
Yeah. I'm just noticing this, looking at some a bit of feedback here. The Herald headline the following day: revolutionary hoist tactic adds interest to the game.
Yeah.
Now, you also talked to the exponent, Anna Harrison, who described practicing the move behind closed doors. Here's Anna.
The training that sticks out the most was the Mystics training, where we were really like, let's do it. And we sort of came up with thoughts around how I was going to get up there, not just lifting, whether I'd stand on someone's leg or yeah, other ways just to get up there and stay up there. And at one point I was sitting on someone's shoulders. We tried to get up as fast as I could while I was on their shoulders. And I'm like, oh, this is wrong. Like sitting on someone's shoulders, swiping at balls is like that's, and that wouldn't have been allowed anyway, because in the spirit of the game is a rule. So we had to play around with a number of things. But just the lift, I mean, I've always had a strength of jumping shots through my career from, I guess, that translated from volleyball, really, those timings. So if I just had that extra lift to get to the rim, that gives more time and, air to get the ball. So there was a lot of playing around, which was fun.
It must have been pretty exhilarating to pull it off, and you literally did pluck the ball out of the air in that last quarter. It must have been a great feeling.
Yeah, it was. It's obviously, yeah, we'd thought about it, and to be able to pull it off in the game. Again, you could feel once you did it once that she was thinking about it. Her shot, I mean, one of them wasn't even probably going to make the rim on its own without me jumping. So again, that's part of our job, is to get in their heads. And for someone that was experiencing that, a shooter experiencing that for the first time, it was definitely off-putting for her. When you reflect, and when I had retired, thought I was done, it was definitely something that I could look back on and go, yeah, I mean, that was really cool. And I will take that away with me for sure. And it's something that I managed to pull off. And again, I needed the lifters. So Jess Moulds and Kayla Cullen. So it was just the fact that I got to do it and people saw it. So now I'm stoked to be a part of it.
That is very cool, isn't it? That is Anna Harrison there herself. I mean, what was it about Anna Harrison that made her the ideal candidate to pull off this move?
So Anna has a background in volleyball. So she is actually back on the beach volleyball circuit now. And I think that helped with her timing, because in volleyball you do a lot of standing jumps and blocking at the net. So that really helped with the timing. She's also very slight, nice and weightless for the lifter to help propel her up. She already had an amazing standing jump. I would also say that Anna, I consider her one of the most competitive athletes New Zealand has ever seen.
Is that right?
Yeah, just the way she plays netball in general, she ekes out an existence of the barest of scraps in the defensive end. She will go for balls that no one else would consider was that they would even have a chance of getting. She's the kind of athlete, she'll never die wondering. And the commentator, when he said, Anna Harrison, you are a freak, I agree with that.
Goodness gracious. Because you do need the right combination of defenders to make it work out. I mean, other teams would say that attempted the practice move, but you've got to get the combinations correct.
Yeah, and you need someone who's quite strong and solid, I guess, who's going to help lift you. So once Anna did it, we did see it creep into the game little by little. There is a player in the Australian League, Kate Shimmin, Kateney Shimmin, now Kate Walsh. She has a similar build to Anna, and so she was a really good candidate, and she started doing it. It has, little by little, players have started doing it, but there was actually a rule change that the governing body made in 2016. So the kind of jump that players are allowed to do now has changed a little bit. So in 2016, the International Netball Federation changed the rule, which meant that you couldn't block the shot if the ball was on the downward trajectory. So when Anna Harrison did it, the ball was pretty much at the top of the arc, or just
yes,
coming down a little bit.
Yep.
If it's coming down a little bit, players aren't allowed to do that now. So what you'll see with the player defenders now who are blocking the shot, they are trying to sort of attack the ball soon after it's released from the shooter. So they are trying to get it on the upward trajectory, which has actually made it a lot harder. And I was quite disappointed that the INF decided to make that rule change, because I thought it was hard enough to do in the first place. And it wasn't as if the game was being dominated by these defenders blocking shots. It was still quite a rare thing to do. And it just didn't look as, it doesn't look as good now. So I was a bit
Goodness.
Disappointed about that. Yeah,
that's a bit nuanced, isn't it? I mean, is that necessary?
I don't think it was, because defenders weren't able to pull. It was hard enough to do as it was.
Yeah.
So I was disappointed they did that.
the ongoing innovations of, again, it's so interesting, isn't it? It just comes to mind a really interesting interview I was hearing actually just yesterday with, basketball legend, US legend, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So, you know, legend in many years ago, several decades ago in basketball, but just saying, oh, he can't hardly even relate to the basketball of today because they are so slick.
Right.
They are so talented.
Yeah.
You know, in a way, he just can't keep up, albeit him being a basketball legend. Are we seeing a similar thing with netball where it's kind of reaching from my, fresh eyes, I guess you could say, a certain level of professionalism where you go, this is just on a new level?
Yeah, definitely. Most of you would consider the ANZ Premiership in New Zealand, which is our elite domestic league, you would consider that semi-professional, definitely. And if you are a Silver Fern, you are a full-time athlete. So yeah. You've got a contract with your franchise and you're a Silver Fern, you don't need to work. And so compared to 10, 20, 30 years ago when it was you got $100 for a game for playing for New Zealand, now these players are spending a lot more time in the gym. So they're way fitter, they're way stronger, they're bigger, they're Amazonian-like. So there's no way you can – the game can no longer be described as a schoolgirl game. And I think when Harrison did what she did, I think it made people understand who weren't followers of netball that these were actual real athletes and they were putting their bodies on the line. Yeah.
Lovely to talk with you, Bridget. It's just been so fascinating. Very, very cool. Before you go, any other innovations you'd like to see come to netball?
Yeah, well, there is one thing I'd like to see, and it wouldn't actually involve a rule change, but it would involve maybe a rejig of stadium configuration. So you might notice that if you watch a live netball game at a high-level netball game, a lot of the players end up kind of going out of the court because the ball is sailing out the back line, and so they run out of court and try to flick it back in to keep the ball alive. But a lot of the time, the players are having to pull up short because there's a hoarding in the way, or there's the front row of spectators, or there's a commentary desk in the way. I would love to see a minimum distance put in outside the standard court, made way wider than it currently is. And so you'd really give players a license to absolutely go for it when there's, and some of the best highlights in a netball game come from when those players are trying to save a ball that's flying out of court, but currently they're kind of hindered from what they can do because they don't want to get injured and crash into a hoarding. So that is one thing I think would be really great for the game. Yeah.
Very good, Bridget. Thank you very much for your time.